Your call.
Hello, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
Good, how you doing?
Another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking. Monday, back at it, you know?
Oh, my God. And, Monday rolls around, feels like the week's just going to hit you like a freight train.
Right, 100%, man. I see you're a new business, too, right? I pulled up the LLC. You guys just started it, right?
Yeah.
Congrats, man. It's amazing. Yeah. So I know Ivan, he set a Google Guaranteed appointment up for me and you. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed already? Like, do you know how it works?
I feel like they've explained it to me, but I got shit running 100 miles an hour.
Right. A lot of stuff going on, you know? Okay, so I'll explain it from the top, right? What it is, Chris, is it's a lead program directly through Google, okay? And it's the best lead program on the market currently, in my opinion. And here's why. With Google Guaranteed, the leads are only sent to you. So you don't, like, share the lead with other companies because they're picking you and they're, like, calling you directly from the Google Guaranteed section. Okay? So also it comes through via phone call. And the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, okay? You only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, you're not automatically charged. You have to either schedule an appointment with the lead, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them, if you go over pricing. Those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for.
So, let's say, you know, because I normally tell people it's a $69 trip fee for me to come out. Now, if I say that, does that automatically count as a generated lead that I got instead of, until I actually schedule something?
It does, unfortunately. So what you're going to want to do, I have a workaround for that. A lot of my appliance repair companies, they all have diagnostic fees, right? And similar to your category as well. So what you're going to want to do is put like your trip fee on the Google Guaranteed profile. Now they won't let us list it on there. What we do is we put like a picture that shows like your trip charge. We'll make it look pretty or whatever. But you're going to want to put that in the pictures on the Google Guaranteed profile. Yeah. Because to answer your question, and I always, you know, I'm a straight shooter. I want you to know exactly how it is. Okay. If they call and they ask, hey, what's your trip charge, right? Or if you go into, hey, I have a $75 trip charge or whatever it is, right? Google has an AI that is monitoring the calls, so it's not a human being. So the AI, by, like, you going over the trip charge, it's going to pick up you going over pricing, and it will charge you for the lead.
Huh.
Yeah. Now, we can manually dispute it, but what I've seen with trip charges, like anytime they're gone over, even on a manual dispute, it still would be denied, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Good question, though. Good question. I'm glad you brought that up to me. What was the trip charge again?
$69.
$69. Like it. All right. $69. And you call it a trip charge, or is it like a diagnostic fee?
Yeah, I call it a service fee, you know.
Got it. $69 service fee. Perfect. Okay. All right. So just so you know, just to kind of like go over it again to you, every company that qualifies for Google Guaranteed, it's not your phone number that'll show there. It's a Google rotating number, which will forward to your phone. Okay.
Yes. So I think I got set up with one of those.
Yeah, you have a call tracking number through us, but it's even a different number on the Google Guarantee page because we want to make sure, like, when you're getting regular calls, like, to your business through, like, your current platform you're on, or even if it's, like, referrals, word of mouth, we don't want to charge you for those leads. So it has to come from the Google Guaranteed section, right? And what will happen is there's, like, an AI which automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. So if they call you and it's, like, out of your radius, or a service you don't provide, or a solicitation call, right? All of those are deemed as unqualified leads, you're automatically not charged for. Nothing you have to do on your end. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there are a couple requirements to qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. The main reason, Chris, they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Okay? So Google's saying, hey, we back this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance if the client books your services through Google Guaranteed. Okay. So it doesn't show me there's a specific license requirement. Okay. Like your LLC is fine. Mm-hmm. It does show me that insurance is required though. You need a minimum amount of $250,000 towards your general liability. Do you currently have that?
No, that's within the next couple weeks. That's kind of my next thing on my list of getting together.
Perfect. So I'm going to put working on insurance, and I'll send you the exact amount to that way, if you do want to, like, move forward with Google Guaranteed, you know the amount to get.
For sure.
Okay.
Okay. The other requirement is going to be a background check, okay? They go off the past 7 years, and they're looking for any felonies. If there are any felonies, unfortunately, it does disqualify you from the program. So would a background check be fine?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't have a thing on my record. The worst thing I got is a couple speeding tickets.
Oh, you're golden. Yeah, I got clients with DUIs even, and they pass with flying colors, you know? They're basically looking for any felonies, you know? So the background check will be good. The last requirement, you'll need 5 reviews to activate your Google Guaranteed page. And obviously, usually we do that while we're submitting all the other paperwork, too.
So can you import those from Angie Leads?
We can do a website. We can't to Google, though, unfortunately. So what you're going to want to do is start getting reviews on your Google page that we're creating for you. And if they're on your Google profile, like your map listing we create, we could transfer those to Google Guaranteed, but we can't transfer reviews from another platform to Google, unfortunately. Yeah. Great question.
So I'm just curious on how I would transfer those from AngieLeads to my Google page.
You can't. It's impossible. What you'll have to do is you'll have to send the link for your Google page, right, to those clients that left the review on Angie's, and they would have to rewrite the review.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and what you're going to want to do, okay, like Angie's, those reviews, like let's say you stop using Angie's, right, like a year from now or whenever it is, right? Those reviews, when your profile's gone, you lose all those reviews. So what you're really going to want to do is start getting all your reviews on Google, because those stay with you no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Okay. All right. Okay, so review, 5 reviews. Go ahead.
So I see that currently listed here on Angie's list already.
I'm sorry, say it again, brother.
I see that you guys have me listed here on Angie's list that's Angie.com. Nope. Okay. Oh, that pulled me up on there already. Okay.
They're still in the phase of creating everything. So I know they're doing the website layout. You're 4 days in with us, you know what I'm saying? So they're doing the website layout, they're doing the directories. Also, they have to get the Google Business Profile verified, which is a big portion of what they're working on right now. Yes, sir.
So how would somebody leave me a review on my Google
page? Google page? So right now, what's going to happen is they're in the middle of creating your Google Business Profile. So once the Google Business Profile is live, right, what we're going to do is send you a link. It's called a tiny URL where you're able to get reviews, like, left on your Google page.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So they have to create it first to see, like, for them to be able to leave a review. Let me check the status of that too, okay? Give me one quick second.
And then, would you be able to resend me an email of the stuff I need to actually get Google verified? Because I know a couple things, but I get so many freaking emails and trying to track that one email down.
Google verified, you're talking about your Google business profile, right? Like the map listing?
Yeah.
Okay, got you. Give me one quick second here.
Yeah, because I...
Action needed. Pictures needed for Google verification. All right, I'm going to resend that email right now.
Okay, perfect.
And then I'm also going to see what's going on with your verification, okay? Give me one second here.
I thought I had a phone call tonight, but I couldn't remember when.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to check on right now. Let's see. James, no answer. Create. Okay, so they created the GBP. Why is it? Hold on. Let me go into your tracking system. And then for Google Guaranteed in a second, I'm going to send you all the info, like for the insurance, the, what do you call it? The cost per lead, minimum budget requirement, all that stuff too. But let me figure out what's going on with your Google business profile first.
So, my dad's the main license holder.
I saw that.
And he said his, St. Louis County license is, like, really smudged out and hard to read.
I see the license. I have it pulled up right here. Give me a second. I could even attach it for you, brother. Give me one sec here.
The plumbing license?
The LLC.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about the plumbing license.
Got it.
For the Google verified, or how to
Google verified. So, are you talking about Google guaranteed, like local service ads, or
just getting like verified through Google for that check mark or whatever it is?
Okay, yeah, that's what I was calling about. There's not a plumbing license that's required for your area.
I'm a little confused now.
Okay. So, Google Guaranteed, I'm the main person that sets those accounts up here, okay? For the plumbing category, what I did is I checked the requirements for Missouri, okay? And I checked the license and insurance requirement. For the plumbing category, like the plumbing vertical, it doesn't require a specific plumbing license.
No, I'm really confused.
So is he trying to create a Google guaranteed page on his own? Or are you?
So what's the difference between the business license and business registration?
So business license would be like, for example, there's like something called a C-20. Right, which is like a contractor license, right? Or in some areas, there's like plumbing licenses, right, et cetera. But for your case, the license isn't required for your area. So the business registration would be like the LLC.
Right. So for business license, I know there really ain't like a particular one, but for plumbing, we have to have like a St. Charles Master's license, and then for St. Louis, we have to have a St. Louis Master's license as well for plumbing.
Got it. I just go off of the Google guaranteed requirements, you know what I'm saying? So Google guaranteed doesn't require that to be able to activate, but if you guys have those licenses, I mean, you could submit that as well in the email I sent, the pictures needed for Google verification.
Right. So, the action needed, where it says the tools, work, vehicle, business license, and insurance. So, I guess what you're saying is some states or whatever have to have a business license to operate out of in that area. But
okay. So let me kind of start over. So that action needed, pictures needed for Google verification email, that's for mm-hmm. the Google business profile. That's like the map section on Google. That's so we could do like what's called an advanced verification. Okay. That just gets you higher, faster placement on Google and correct. Mm-hmm. Some areas have licensing requirements, some don't, right? Google Guaranteed is something totally separate. That's a different page on Google. I'm the main person that sets those accounts up. That's okay. What those are the requirements I was going over with you on the correct. Like the 250K towards general liability, the background check, the 5 reviews, right? And again, it's not showing me that a license is required for your area, at least for Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm just trying to get. Because just trying to get it straight.
Yeah. No, 100%. So let me check, too. So you said what areas were you saying required the license?
St. Charles County and St. Louis.
Okay. Let's do St. Louis first. I know there's going to be a bunch on there. So let's see. Plumbing contractor.
So I could either have the business license or I just need to show the insurance?
No, you need to, it's showing me that insurance is required. I'm trying to do a check though for that St. Louis specifically, like that area, to see if like, cause I'm using what Google has provided me to show me like the requirements for each area. But I'm doing an actual like manual search now and nobody in that area submitted a specific license. Is what I'm seeing. Like I searched in St. Louis specifically and all the companies up there, like for example, Hoffman Brothers, right? Mm-hmm. They just did a background check and they did a business insurance, right? And I know they had to link their reviews too, you know? But none of them had to submit like a specific type of licensing for Google Guaranteed.
Okay. So, so where do I put the pictures at on here?
Yeah, great question. So let me pull that up. All right. So you have the email pulled up?
We're getting off track here.
Oh, you're good, brother. You're good. All right. So you have the email pulled up, right? The action needed, pictures needed for Google verification?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. All right. So do you see where it says a client dashboard? It's like a blue hyperlink.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and click on that.
So will that take me to an internet one? Because I also have the app downloaded.
Yeah, it's going to take you to an internet one. Just click on it. Just click on it so okay. We can get to it.
Do that one. Okay. What was... So the username would be my email, right?
Oh, yeah. The username is your phone number, actually. Okay. Give me a second. Let me pull that up for you, too. And then you're going to want to save it, too. Like, that way you could just log in easily next time. But it's 636-235-6350, no spaces.
Yep, got that. And then what was that password?
Password, it's all lowercase letters, all one word, run video.
Yep, that was, yeah.
Yeah, they make like a random one, you know, so.
Okay, so I am there.
Okay, and then if you scroll to the bottom, okay, you're going to see, okay, so you're going to see media, okay? Media, all you have in there right now is your logo, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you have cover photos, business videos, okay? Those are all, like, what we use on all your listings, like, for clients to see, okay? Mm. Now, below that, you're going to see business documents, and there's going to be, like, a blue plus sign. It'll say click here to add. Go ahead and click that.
So, the photo that I have there, that doesn't really have – So do I need to have the photo with my EIN and all that in there?
No. So the license that you're going to need on there, are the, here, I have it pulled up, brother. Let me, give me one quick sec here. Get that. Let's do this. I'm going to attach it for you in one sec. Alright, let me label it as your business name. Alright, save. And then, hold on. Let me go over here. Alright, business registration. Alright, choose file. Upload. Okay. I just attached the one, so if you, I don't know if it'll just automatically show it. It should be able to.
Okay, yeah.
You might have to refresh, though.
Oh, okay. Huh. Oh, we're,
So that's the one though for the business registration. So that's like that's good to go there. The other ones, like obviously business license and insurance document, you would skip that because you don't have the insurance document yet. And then there's no like license specifically. But then you have like tools and or equipment, work vehicle, business card is like cards you hand out to clients, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm glad you reminded me because I actually just got those on Friday and I completely forgot to add one in here.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Yeah.
So it's a front and back one. Do I just because the front has my logo and then the back has what we offer? So should I just do the back?
Yeah, I would just do the back. Yeah, because we already have the logo. You know.
I'll take a photo.
Let me message to our verification side, too. I want to see what's going on with it.
Okay, let's see here. Come on now, quick. Okay, got the business card on there. Okay, so here. So the only thing I have left would be workplace invoice business. So got the business registration, business card, need tools. Okay.
I see the card too. Chris Reed,
yep.
Senior Chris Reed. All right, then message me. Hi, so.
And then. I'm going to go grab my tablet so I can pull up an invoice.
Okay. And I got a message from James, too. So just so you know, James is like the main person that sets up the Google profiles from us, right? So
okay.
He put, it's still in quality control, so it hasn't triggered anything from Google yet on additional requirements, meaning like a video verification or advanced verification. So you submitted these documents, though, I gave him a heads up. So he's going to have them and be able to submit them to Google for you. So it's good we're getting them through for sure. And again, this is for the map listing. This isn't for Google guaranteed, okay? Just a heads up on that.
So I guess you're saying the real difference between Google Guarantee and the Google Map or whatever is the placement on
on Google or whatever?
The placement, the structure of how it works, and the requirements. Because, like, the map listing, for example, it doesn't require a background check to activate the map listing, right? But Google Guaranteed does, right? And then also, the map listing is organic, meaning, like, it doesn't have a pay-per-lead structure. Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead structure. So they're, like, two totally different programs, basically, you know? Let me start getting you that Google Guaranteed email, too, so you have it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, to start the application process for that, I would need you to have the insurance ready to go, essentially, you know? So, and I need you to know, too, like, the cost per lead and all that. So, for Google Guaranteed specifically, we charge a one-time application slash management fee. So, it's not like a renewal fee. Like, you pay it one time, you never have to pay it again. That's for $250. Okay? Then, the cost per, after you're approved, and what we send you in writing, like, let's say you had everything. You had the insurance, you had the reviews, right? Like, what we send in writing is the process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. Like, for the plumbing category, when you get everything to us ASAP, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically. The quickest one I've seen done was 5 days, even. You know what I'm saying? Oh. So, it, as long as you have all the requirements, it can be really fast. Okay? Now, the cost per qualified lead after you're approved, for the plumbing vertical, it's going to be $40 per qualified lead.
Okay.
Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. Okay? You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. But the minimum I'm required to go over with you is going to be at $520. That's for 13 leads on Google Guarantee. Okay? Now, the way your lead budget works, too, is it does roll over. Bless you. Bless you. You're welcome. So, for example, let's say you do the minimum requirement at 13 leads just to kind of fill it out, right? And let's say you take on 13 qualified leads. Like, you scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through. The following month, you'll be charged $520 to replenish your lead budget. Okay? Now, let's say, 40 is an easy number. Let's say you take on 3 qualified leads, okay? And you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. Booked out, on vacation, like, whatever it is, okay? Or, let's just say you only got 3 qualified leads that month, okay? The following month, you're not charged the 520. You're only charged for those 3 leads you took on, which would be 40 times 3, which is 120, to replenish your 520 budget. Does that make sense, how that works? Okay. And then... again, we don't charge your lead budget until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. That's where we submit your insurance, run the background check, and link your Google reviews to your Google Guaranteed page. Okay? After you're approved, you're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification letting you know that you're approved for Google Guaranteed and making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. Those leads will activate 3 days from approval time, okay? Unless you say, hey, activate them now, or you say, let's activate in 2 weeks, or whatever the case, you know?
Okay.
Any questions on that, like how that works?
No. So I kind of have, like, a little invoice thing, because I do all my stuff online.
Okay.
What are they kind of looking for in an invoice? Like,
just an invoice. If you want to, like, black out or, like, white out any information, you can. They just want to see that you actually have, like, an invoice, basically, that you give to clients.
So,
let's see.
Let me take a picture here.
What I'm doing too, just so you know, okay, on the Google guaranteed email I just sent you, I'm replying to it with the cost per lead, minimum budget requirement, copy and pasting all the subcategories in your vertical too. And I know you need to get insurance, so I put the amount that Google requires for the insurance, and I put a sample, like, document that they're going to want to see for Google Guaranteed, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that way, you know, more information is better.
Right.
Yeah.
How the hell do you... Freaking. Okay, there we go. Not the best blackout deal, but I did.
You get the job done?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, there we go. And then I'm going to go back here. Oh, come on now. Okay. So, invoice. Registration. Oh, okay. Library. There. Upload. Okay. How's that invoice? If need be, I can try to figure out how to get a different one on there.
Let me check real quick. Go to business info. Perfect. Yeah, that's perfect right there. Let me see. Invoice from, cause that's all they're going to want to see. Invoice from K&R 24-hour plumbing and drain, you know?
So, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's golden. That's golden, you know? The biggest one is the one I attached, you know? The LLC, that's really like the biggest one they're going to want to see. And this is for an advanced verification, you know? Yeah, so basically cause you're only 4 days in, so it's in quality control right now. So they're going to submit to Google, right, is what James told me, and then it's going to let us know the next step, like, is a video verification needed, right, or is it an advanced verification, which everything you're submitting is going to help with that, right, but the video verification process, if it triggers that, it's like a video you have to do, which, like, James or somebody from his department will walk you through that super easy.
Yeah, I think he kind of said that I need to do a video with, like, me and then showing the van and then, like, my workplace and stuff.
Yep, that's usually how it goes. Yep. So basically, they're, because I see in the notes, Google Business Profile is created, right? So it's in quality control right now, just meaning basically we're waiting for Google to tell us, hey, you need to video verify that, right? Or you need to advanced verify that or whatever. And then what happens is Jane's department would contact you to walk you through how to do it.
Okay.
You know? But everything you submitted, like, we have it on file now, so if they ask for that stuff, like, we're able to submit it to Google, and I gave him a heads up, so he's fully aware that you attached it as well.
Okay, and then on the Google guarantee, how many, in the St. Charles area, how many leads per day are companies getting?
Ah, that's super hard to tell. So, to give you an example, plumbers,
or,
you said in St. Charles, right?
Yeah, how many calls are coming through, I guess?
Yeah, so because we're not working on their Google guaranteed accounts, like, we're not with Hoffman Brothers, right? And we're not with Vice Plumbing. Yeah. So I don't have their actual tracking, right? I do know this, though. I have a client, like, in New York who sets a 200 lead budget a month, and he does a whole state, though. And typically, he hits that or it comes really, really close to it. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's, like, December or something, you know, like, or out of his season. But depending on your area, like, there is, like, good competition in the area, right? Like, I know I keep mentioning them, but Hoffman Brothers, they have, like, 10,506 reviews, you know, and they're the first one that shows up, right? So
yeah, but their prices are high as hell.
Yeah, so we want to get you up there so they call you and you don't have as high as prices. Yeah, you know, so the amount we bid on the lead, right, your answer rate, which is going to be super important, like, you want to have those leads on when you're able to answer the phone, and your reviews are all factors in that Google guaranteed placement. And then you're going to want to target too, like, not just like the highly populated area, but even like those, like, the surrounding cities that these bigger companies maybe aren't going into. That's another strategy to it as well, you know? But those are all things we'll help with for sure, you know?
Yeah, those are kind of the cities that I kind of got listed on there, is the more kind of rural areas that they're not advertised in a lot.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So
but the biggest thing is you're going to need the insurance first to start the application process, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I would call around, just kind of get some quotes on that and get that kind of locked in. And then once you have the insurance, right, all you have to do is either email me, you could call or text, right, and then I can get you rolling on that application process, which is really the first step, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So up here, right underneath the assigned service areas, it's got the year established, brands, and then license number. What license number do I need to put there?
Here, it's going to be on that document that I already put in there, brother. I'll look it up for you, though. Give me one second. I'm just shooting this text to you right now.
I didn't know if it was meaning, like, an actual, like, license for the area number, or if it meant...
No. They're talking about just your specific license number, which I believe it's this one right here. Let me just double check it. M.O. Yeah, okay. So it's the LC. You want me to you want me to copy or text it to you? Is that easier?
Yeah.
Okay, let me do that here.
Okay. So what was that first one that I submitted? Does that even really need to be on there?
Let me check. Client dashboard. Date incorporated, entity number, state registration status. I would leave it just in case, you know, but it's really that second one, the one I put on there for you, that's the one that Google's going to want to see for sure, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is it not wanting to save that number? Huh. Weird. Yeah, put that license number in there, and it's not wanting to save it.
Where are you putting it into?
Right where it says your established brand, license number, memberships, and then disclaimer.
Oh, okay. I see it right here. Here, let me see. Save. Thank you for submitting. I just put it in for you manually right now.
Oh.
My bad. I didn't know you were trying to enter it in there.
Yeah, I don't know why it wouldn't let me.
It should have. It should have let you. You're on your phone, I'm assuming, right? Doing it.
Mm.
It should have, because it gave me like a save thing, and then it says it takes yada yada amount of time or whatever for it to update.
Huh.
But yeah, I just added. If you refresh, it should be on there now.
Yeah, I just did. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I got you, brother. I got you.
This fucking technology shit.
Right, I feel the same way, man. Thank God for the IT guys, man. Those guys are brainiacs. You know, for sure. But yeah, so it looks like we have everything we need from you right now on your base program from us, right?
Okay.
Google guaranteed, though, that you're just going to have to get the insurance. Once you have that, I could start the application process for you, you know? But we don't like to start the application process until we know, like, you'll get approved, you know? So that's why you'll need that insurance squared away first off, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to call the guy tomorrow, my insurance broker that I use.
Yeah, there you go. It's good when you have a broker, too, because they check, like, different, like, the best rates and stuff, you know, for sure.
Yeah, that shit's still expensive, though.
Yeah, usually, like, their fee or whatever, you know? Yeah, that's crazy. But 250K is usually, like, kind of low. Like, a lot of guys I talk to have, like, $1 million, $2 million, $3 million. So if you want to just get insured to operate Google Guaranteed, you just got to get the 250K towards the general liability, you know?
Yeah,
and then really
I think ours is, like, 500.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be plenty, you know? And Google doesn't care about, like, workman's comp or any of that. So, like, all you need is on the liability insurance, the general liability. I put in that email I sent you in a core document, like an example of what it looks like. Don't worry about the amounts on there. I just wanted to show you what the document looks like because that's what Google's going to want you to submit.
Okie dokie.
All right, brother. I texted you my direct line, too. So when you get it squared away, text me or you could call, whichever's easier for you. The only thing, when you call, if I'm on the phone with another client, I'll call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay?
So, okay.
Did you get the email that I was talking about, or?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
The number that you text me on or whatever that I got is the 877-635-6225.
Yeah. They want everything on the company line for your program. So it's our 877 number. The big thing's my extension is 711.
Okay.
That's how you get to me directly.
Okay.
And then when you text, that goes to my email, just so you know.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, brother. Hey, it was great talking to you. Thank you so much for being a client, and I look forward to working with you on Google Guaranteed, too. I know you'll love it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Chris. Right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.